Hazur, in the first few surahs in the Quran, there
in
are
what?
No,
please.
In the first few surahs in the Quran,
yes, right.
There are no sajdas in the beginning. In the first few surahs only.
There's no what?
Sajda.
Yes.
But towards the end, they occur quite frequently.
Right.
Is there any special reason why they're at the end and not at the beginning?
You know, the end surahs, the surahs which were revealed at Mecca in the early part of Islam, make the end part of the Holy Quran. And because that was the time when Islam was, and the concept of bowing to Allah and to none other, was launched anew, afresh in Mecca. And Islam went into direct struggle with the disbelievers on this issue. So the verses revealed in the early part of Islam carry parts discussing the grand glory of Allah in such a manner that many a time those verses overwhelm human feelings and sentiments, and one feels like bowing down and going into prostration. So at such occasions, when Hazrat Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart was very specially moved, God saw to it that He permitted him, or even directed him, to leave the recitation for a while and go into prostration to express his desire and bow down to the will of Allah in glory for him. So those were the occasions when this happened. And as I have related to you, in the early times there was no namaz, no Sharia or the law was revealed as we know it today. Only in parts and bits it was being revealed. So the main issue, the main point of discussion and struggle was prostration to God or prostration to ungodly things. And this was the very essence of religion. So in the early surahs, you find sajda much more than in the later surahs. Because it so happened that during the compilation of the Holy Quran, the later surahs part, the first part, made the first part, and the early surahs the last part. So you see this difference in.
Thank you.